USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Johnson & Johnson is seeking out approval for their one-shot coronavirus vaccine candidate. Dr. Anthony Fauci said even though the efficacy rate of the J&J vaccine is not impressive at 72%, it did offer other benefits.
It's a single-dose vaccine, not a two-dose vaccine. It's relatively inexpensive. It doesn't require a very stringent cold chain as opposed, you know, minus 90-some-odd degrees for a freezer. It just requires a refrigerator.
The first conspiracy charges have been announced against members of the Proud Boys over their role in the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. Two of them were already booked on lesser charges for their role at the riots at the Capitol. 170 people have been arrested so far. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
On Friday, Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a 5-year extension of the New START nuclear arms treaty with the U.S. His signature came a week before the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty was set to expire. The agreement caps the two countries' deployed intercontinental ballistic missiles, submarine-launched ballistic missiles, and heavy bombers to 700. It also caps off deployed warlords at 1,550 each and launchers to 800 each. Russia's parliament gave its approval to the extension earlier this week. President Putin submitted it to lawmakers right after his Tuesday phone call with President Biden. It was their first call. Meteorologists are warning about the potential for a major snowstorm to strike the mid-Atlantic and northeast late this weekend. Forecasters say by the time the front reaches the Atlantic coast, it could erupt into a full-blown nor'easter. People should prepare for high winds and blizzard conditions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Congressman Stephen Lynch has tested positive for COVID-19, making him the second member of Congress from Massachusetts to come down with the virus this week. Lynch said he got the virus despite receiving two doses of the Pfizer vaccine. The announcement came just one day after Lori Trahan from Massachusetts also tested positive for the virus. Some members of Congress are looking to reprimand a colleague for threatening comments. USA Radio's Mike Fortier has details.
Some California Democrats will introduce a resolution next week to censure Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Greene reportedly called in some Facebook videos for the execution of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Sarah Jacobs is one of those pushing the censure resolution, and she tells CBS News it also calls for Greene to resign.
That is an important component because we know having her in there, having her have that kind of leadership role can incite violence. We've already seen something like that happen.
If Greene doesn't resign, Jacobs at least wants Greene removed from her committees, especially the Education and Labor Committee. Greene has questioned if some school shootings were real or staged events known as false flags. Jacobs says it's important to act swiftly to condemn this kind of behavior.
Making sure that we hold her accountable is an important first step in moving our country forward.
Greene this week said others who managed her social media pages are responsible for the comments. She says Democrats are coming after her because she's a threat to their goal of socialism. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.